is Dorothy Smith interviewing Mrs. Winfield Fox, who now lives in Front Royal. Now, Mrs. Fox is claiming that she doesn't know very much, but she did live there in Fox Hollow, is that correct? From June until April.
June or 20th or April the 18th, 14th we moved down here.
Uh-huh. Okay, now, your husband, was he from the mountains?
Mm-hmm.
How did you meet him?
He used to come down the house, down to home, we lived on, you know where they're, when you first go in the park, that's where we used to live.
Oh, at the entrance to the park.
You know where they, where you pay there?
Yeah.
It's right on the bank, the foundation's still there, isn't it?
Yes.
That's where we used to live. And he used to come by.
He would come by to go to Front Royal?
Uh-huh.
And that's how he met you?
Yeah. And I don't know how many years we lived now. Anyhow, both of them lived on the park, and we, mother and them had to get away now when they got it.
Yeah. Well, how did he court you? Do you mind my asking?
I don't know. We just go to movies, town and all.
Uh-huh. Did he take you to church or things of that kind? Yeah.
Yeah, at, we was walking up on up our town lot.
Mm-hmm.
When we lived up on the mountain. We used to come down like a Dickey Ridge, come down other way.
Uh-huh.
And go to town.
What would you go to town for?
Down mostly get groceries.
You didn't raise everything you ate?
A lot of things we didn't raise up far, but we had to have.
What, for instance?
Like coffee and sugar and stuff like that. You know, we had a garden, but we put up a lot of stuff in the summer, but in the winter we had to. And of course we had to have that in the summer.
Sure, right, yeah. Well, of course you didn't have any coffee or salt or things of that kind. But as far as the rest of the things, did you raise almost everything that you ate?
Mm-hmm. We had a garden back to house.
Have you any idea roughly the size of that garden?
It was, seemed like it was a little bit bigger than these two rooms together.
That would be about a quarter of an acre?
Mm, it was back of the house and as long as a house.
About as big as the one you have here?
Uh-huh.
You raised what in that?
All kinds of vegetables. Like, you know, we had a grape harvest in the middle of it.
Ah. Uh-huh. And
that's where we walked out. Out back of the house, it was more like we used to have on home.
Yeah.
I had a grape harbor down through the middle of the garden.
Yeah.
And then had a garden on each side of it.
Why did the grape harbor go there, I wonder?
They planted there.
I'm the one.
How can y'all come up with some of the questions?
Well, the point is that it does shadow.
They just don't pop up automatically. You know,
it causes shade.
Uh-huh.
And I would think that they would have planted it, you know, somewhere else, unless they were planting things.
They did have one up a tree, Laura.
Uh-huh, yeah.
One up a tree.
Yeah. Okay, how about, did you raise any sheep?
Mm-mm.
No.
You just had cattle and horses.
Cattle and horses. Now, you mean cows, or do you mean cattle for beef?
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I got to, wait, I'm kidding.
Oh, I see. Now, these are pictures of the cattle. Oh, and they were not dehorned, were they?
Mm-mm, that's his sister, Laura.
Uh-oh. Okay. So you always had plenty of milk and butter and cheese and things of that kind, didn't you? Did you keep those in the spring house?
Yeah, I'm in where the spring was, setting in the, had a building there, you had to set the milk in the water.
So yeah, right, uh-huh.
To keep it cold.
Sure. Was the spring far away from the house?
No, just a little piece.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The garden, if you don't mind, I'd like to go back to that. Did they have a horse to plow it with? Sure.
Yeah, I had a horse.
Yeah.
That's the only way to get it plowed apart.
Yeah, right. Well, some people had to do it by hand. That was why I asked.
Yeah, they have to. Someone spade them up.
Yeah. There in Fox Hollow, did they? Mm-hmm. No.
Oh, what did I love it?
Oh, I see.
Here's some. There's a barn they stand beside us.
Oh, boy, you had a good barn then, too.
Well, it hadn't been long built there. Been a tear down.
Oh, yes, isn't that a crime? Those are gorgeous horses. They really are. They look as though they've had lots of good food. Yeah. And this is the family?
Yeah, this is mine.
Your husband?
He's living over on the Browntown Road.
Oh, really? Were they all foxes that lived in Fox Hollow?
No, Margin lived down below where we lived.
Margin?
Oh, I can't recall his first name. Merchant.
Merchant. M-E-R-C-H-A-N?
Lois brought up one
earlier. They lived, then they moved over to Fargo after left there.
Of
course, both of them dead now.
Carnation.
Yeah. Can you recall roughly how many families lived in Fox Hollow?
I don't remember, but two, three Carters, you know, Botts used to live up there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Carter's place, but they lived on it.
Was this the Carter that had a large apple orchard?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Did any of the people work for him in the apple orchard?
As long as he worked over there.
He did?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He lived in a household up a long time.
Yeah.
They had two houses and he lived in a small one.
Yeah. Was there any other way to make money up there? Did the people peel bark or make railroad ties or anything of that kind?
When he had it, it made one many trees on it, and see, he had most of it cleaned up, but the woody part.
Uh-huh.
About where Dickie Ridge was, that's clean. It was clean because it had, he planted corn up there.
Oh, who planted the corn? This same Clark?
We did.
Oh, you did?
Oh, my husband then did.
Uh-huh.
Where the Dickie Ridge was all clean. That's where he put the corn.
Okay, then that was a large lot of corn, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You dried the corn in the winter?
No,
or
we fed it to the cow and horse.
Oh. Ah. Yeah. You didn't have it ground into meal?
Yeah, like oats and stuff like that he did.
Uh-huh. Oh, you raised oats too?
What you call it? No.
Rye?
Yeah. Double had that ground.
Uh-huh. Was the mill anywhere near there or was it in Front Royal?
Right down here on the creek.
Well, that's
it's
not
gone
far.
Now.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Right. So they had a wagon to carry these things? Yeah. And the two horses to pull it. I'll bet when there was the circus came to town, you all went to it, did you?
Yeah. He had four horses to it, so most of the time when he was hauling and stuff. Because I remember when he went up, going home one time, a storm came up and lightning, and it flashed right down to the horse went right to the ground.
My gosh, that's terrible.
They got scared.
Yeah, that was a bad storm. Have you ever heard how long the foxes lived in that hollow?
I never did hear them say. I must have been a long time because my father Winfield's grandpa and all lived up our thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not know how many. Have they got that down up there?
Somebody made a tape of it, but you couldn't hear.
Oh, Lemuel might know more about it, of course.
Mm-hmm.
He lived up a long time.
Yeah, okay, I'll ask Lemuel that. Now, your husband, where did he go to school? Do you
up Hamlin Hollow.
In that same hollow?
No, this is up Hamlin Hollow.
Harmony Hollow. Oh, yes. Did you know Ed Hickerson?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, live up there.
Yeah, right. Was the lifestyle of the people in Fox Hollow very similar to that of Ed Hickerson's, do you think?
Yeah, they used to go to all about most of them days used to go together to school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And did the women make the clothes or did you buy them in Front Royal?
I don't know what they are. Seemed like they made them because when I was up, I wasn't up alone.
No. You weren't there long, but you were there through the winter, which was the bad time.
The worst part of it.
Was it a hard decision for you to make to say that you would go up there to live?
I thought he was talking about when he married, he was talking about have to leave.
Oh.
He was talking about that then, that he had to move waiting up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then we moved down here.
Actually, the life that you lived up there wasn't much different from what you had been living.
Oh, a lot different.
It was?
When we lived over on the park road down, it was hand as good a town and everything, but up there, we had a long ways to go.
Oh,
but
yeah.
To walk.
Sure. Right. Ah. Oh. Yeah, so you'd think twice before you ran out of coffee.
Do what I
yeah. The people, did they make like sassafras tea?
I hear them talking about it, but I don't think we ever did.
I've heard that it's very good, that it tastes good.
Mm-hmm.
And some used it medicinally. Did you know of any of the herbs that the people used?
No, I never hear them say nothing about it.
Yeah. I imagine they were a little too close to Front Royal to use herbs because they could get into a doctor or the doctor could come to them.
Yeah, I rang it in. I never did hear nothing about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know. A lot of people used to make it, but I don't hear nothing about it here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was there a doctor that would come up there regularly, do you know? The what?
No. Dr. Ruff used to come up there.
Uh-huh. How would they get in touch with him? Did they have a phone?
Them people up there had phone from us up on Carter's place. They had phone.
Oh, good. So then you'd go up there and phone.
Yeah, I'd go up there and go up on.
Mm-hmm. Did they use a doctor when they had babies? They did.
Yeah, mine was born up there.
That's a shame that he died. What happened?
He lived a few minutes.
Oh dear, and that was your first baby?
Lemuel's daughter, one of his daughters born that same week. She lived downtown.
Mm-hmm. And that was your first baby?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry for you.
How'd that go? That's the youngest one.
Oh, my.
He's gone, too, now. I got one, and that's him.
Was it in the service that he went?
No, he was out of service when he died. This is the only one I got living now.
Oh, dear. Does he live near here?
Downtown.
Good. Good. You're very fortunate to have him so close. Well, you be sure and tell them about this tape that is going to be there. Now, when you got there, that house, you say that you had to go out under the porch to get into another room. Right.
You had to go on every one. You have to go on each porch, get in all the rooms.
Okay, so now it's winter time, and the snow is blowing, and you decide you want to go into another room. Do you put on coats, or you just run like the dickens?
I didn't know. We slept down in on the lower room, in the back bedroom. We didn't sleep up there. Winfield said he used to sleep upon snow would blow all over.
But there was weatherboarding on that house.
Yeah.
Even so, the snow came in. That must have been a wild wind to do that. It must have been. Of course, we know that the snow is heavier up there in the mountains than it is down here. Sure. Mm. About how old would you say that house is?
I don't know.
Was it built by your husband's father, or?
I think it was. It was built long before they got it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so now, you did, I forgot to ask, did you have any pigs?
Pigs?
Yeah.
No,
or chickens?
No, we can't have them here. You mean here?
No, up in the mountains, up there in Fox Hall.
Yeah, he had pigs.
Sure. And didn't you have chickens?
I forgot.
You must have for eggs.
Yes, he had them before I went about, but I didn't see no more because things got into him too bad and he had to quit.
Fox?
Yeah, all kinds of things got into him, killed him, and I think he said he quit after that.
Oh boy, then you did without eggs. And so you went to town, yeah. Right. When do you know if, like, you went to get your coffee and your sugar and your salt and kerosene and things of that kind, would you pay cash for it? You would?
Cash.
Uh-huh. So there were ways of making money up there.
Yeah, he made money by it. I think he sold some of the corn and stuff that he had. Oh, he always had money up there.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Seemed like he sold wood. Loads of wood were taken to town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you said he hauled things into town, and I was wondering what he hauled. Did many people in Fox Hollow make moonshine?
I didn't hear nobody about that.
That was a good way of making money.
You have to ask them about that.
I
never hear of it.
Yeah. Okay. So now come Christmas. You were there for Christmas.
The snow then, I think.
Was there much visiting on Christmas?
We had a lot of people from Holland around came, but I think that Christmas it didn't come much because I think we had a lot of snow that Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And then when I went down home around about that time after the snow went off.
Yeah. Did you ever hear of the thing called Kris Kringlers?
I don't remember.
Kris Kringlers was when people at Christmas time dressed up. Sort of like Halloween.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of it, but we didn't.
And you didn't do it.
Uh-uh.
Some areas did do it, and others didn't. And I was just wondering, did they shoot off firecrackers?
Well, on the 4th of July, it's only time.
Really? Not on Christmas? Well, bless your hearts. You were good little people. I began thinking that the mountains must have sounded like a war going on. Everybody tells about shooting firecrackers.
No, I don't remember when we was home, we saw them in the water on the 4th of July, but I never heard of them on Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Deaconess Hutton said it still startles her when she hears the firecrackers at Christmas. They still do it in Pine Grove.
I never hear about it up there.
Okay, great. Did they celebrate Thanksgiving? They did. Turkey?
Turkey and all that.
Mmm. wild turkey? Or would they buy a turkey?
Seemed like sometime it was wild when they was talking about it, but I don't know whether they bought one or not.
Uh-huh. Okay. Did anybody do much hunting?
Yeah, they done a nice part of hunting, because they got squirrels and all, a lot of wild animals.
Mm-hmm. Would they be for eating or for selling the pelts?
I think they caught fox furs for to sell.
Mm-hmm.
In the wintertime.
Did they?
Red ones, you got more for them.
Yeah, right. Do you know roughly, can you recall how much they got for them?
Seemed like I hear them say $8 of them for the red one, but I don't know what kind of, how much they charge, how much they got for the others.
Did they sell rabbits or eat them?
I don't think they eat many rabbits. I know since we came down here, found them sitting around sick and wouldn't eat no more.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Did people play banjos and fiddles and guitars of an evening?
Only I think my husband went down the Hammond Hall to dances and he played the fiddle, and that's all I heard about.
He played the fiddle? There's nothing like a good fiddler, is there? Oh, how I love that fiddle music.
Yeah, I remember him playing that for dances.
Uh-huh.
And I saw, I heard him say anything about that.
The dances, were they sort of like square dances?
Square dances.
Did they hold those in the home, or?
No, I think I hold them down in Hominy Hollow.
Well, that would be in a home, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what they had, I reckon, them days. I don't hear them say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. You never went to any of the dances? Shame on your husband for not inviting you to come.
No, I think toward the last year he quit playing. He didn't play for a long time.
Ah, that's too bad. Did you ever hear about homemade banjos? Did you ever see any?
Well, that homemade fiddle that he had, Martin made that, and used to live down below him. Made him one, and then he went, something happened to him, and had it to send to have a fix for it, never to get it back.
Oh, no.
I don't know what he could, I don't know what he ever could fix it or not. I think he got broke.
Oh, dear. That's a shame. Oh, good fiddlers are so good. Well, so they all had a good education then there at Hominy Hollow. And they had a church there too, didn't they, in Hominy mm-hmm. Hollow?
Yeah, it's still up by it, I think. That's what a school had, a school.
Mm-hmm. Did most people go pretty regularly to church?
I think they did while they was up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dear me. Now, I've been doing all the questioning, and you haven't volunteered any of your own thoughts about it.
I don't know. I wonder.
Were they a happy people up there?
Yeah, all out here know of the war, all in time the war.
Would you say they were fairly healthy people?
They ought to be, and they all lived to be old. All but one, Winfield's sister, she was 21 years old when she died. She was had a brain hemorrhage.
No.
The rest of them lived to be right old.
Yeah. Do you know whether or not people had locks on their doors?
Mm-mm. Well, we lived here how many years, and just here lately, locking the house up.
Uh-huh.
They didn't think about all that stuff them days.
No, they didn't, no. What would the people do if, say, somebody, a neighbor, by the way, how far apart were the houses? About a half a mile apart, or a quarter of a mile, or about
Martin lived by far, out to your car from
Oh, fairly close.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
that's
say,
only one. The rest of them live about a half mile or maybe a little farther.
All right, now say somebody in one of those houses got sick. Would anybody help out?
Yeah. Bosses live on Walter Carter's place, and then they come down. They wait on each other around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would you say then they were good neighbors? Mm-hmm. But they didn't do much visiting, you say?
Yeah, they were always visiting one on weekends, something like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Sounds very, very nice up there. Have you any idea, roughly, how much property went with that house?
I got to pay. It's on that paper. I forgot now. 150 acres, wasn't it?
That's a good sized piece of property, isn't it? That was a lot to take care of. Did they grow flowers like you do here?
Yeah, we had flowers out in the yard, all around the fence.
Uh huh. Oh, you had a fence around the place.
We ought to have around the car. Yeah, got the tires because of the cow and horses.
Oh, yeah. After all, you didn't want them coming into the house, did you? The kind of a fence.
Wire fence.
A wire fence.
But of course, around the other place, they had the fence rails.
Chestnut?
I don't know. The only way I see them, I don't know what they're made out of.
Uh-huh. Yeah, before the chestnut blight came, most people made chestnut fences.
It might have been, but I didn't know what kind of word unless I asked them.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't think of asking them. So it was a wire fence that you had all around the house.
Yeah, around the yard.
Yeah.
That wire.
Mm-hmm. So, and then you had flowers, like, did you have roses, too?
Most of flocks they had up there.
Oh, yeah.
Like I got some of them out here. When we moved down here, I bought a little bunch of them. I still got them.
Oh, how nice. You moved here from the mountains then?
Mm-hmm. Been here ever since we left up there.
Well, you picked a lovely spot to come to. It really is so nice here. Yeah. Well, can you think of anything else can you think of anything that I haven't mentioned?
No more. I don't know anything.
Well, you have been simply wonderful. You really have, because you have given us a lot.